Raymond, congratulations. At times in that match, there were little smirks from you that suggested you were getting away with it.
Well, that first set, I never ever thought I'd played that first set really bad, you know. But at fifth leg, you know, 9-darter, I'm thinking, wow, this is one of the best players in the world, you know, world number three. I was practicing every single day, and even then you hit it, you got a 9-darter against you. But when I went off stage, I said to myself, it's only his set. He can hit a 9-darter, a 10, a 12, a 27-darter. It doesn't matter. Keep believing. Hold your own set. I did. And then I went from saying, set 1-all. It's just 1-all. You know, even if he hit a 9-darter, he has to show me in like set 3 that he can do the business. He did. I make a big... I can't believe that 5 finish. 1-darter. Hold on, this is above the one that doesn't count. And then I missed it, I blew it. 2-1, 2-all, 3-2, 3-all. And then that 78, that was so important. I said to myself, focus, triple 18, focus, double 12. And then that last leg, you know. And then I was never ever missing darts on a double in the whole match. But I did in the last leg because I was so nervous. I think I was never ever so nervous in my whole life to hit that double tops or double 10. And I was happy to hit that double 10. I was watching my family, my wife and my friends. Oh, wow. Happy.
You were into the quarterfinals of the William Hill World Championship, Raymond. You were showing a tremendous amount of inner steel. You did against Jamie Cavan. You have done against Adrian Lewis, hanging on in there and then nicking the deciding set. This bodes very well, doesn't it?
I know. I said to myself at the beginning of this year, I want to win three things. I want to win the Premier League. I want to win the World Cup of Darts in the pairs, and I did Premier League. I want to win the world title. Two out of three so far. I'm still in the top 8, so the dream is still going. And the problem was this match. For so many... throws, I was saying myself, I'm going to give up now, because that first dart or second dart never ever went in. I have to swap to the 19, swap to the 18, swap to the 17s to get the 96s, 97s, a tons, but so many 60s, you know. I'm thinking, why on earth is happening this to me? I think I hit 50 or more 180s during practicing, but it doesn't matter. It's on the practice board. We have to do it here, you know, on the big stage. And it never ever happened, you know. So it was so, it messed up my head, you know. I'm thinking, I can do a lot better than this. The last leg, I showed what I can do, you know, after 9 darts or 91, triple 17. And then I realized I can win the match. And but I managed to have the win, and then you cannot describe how happy I am.
Just finally, Barney, to win major titles, sometimes you need a bit of luck. You survived a match dart from Adrian.
Yeah.
Could that be the catalyst for something special to happen to you this year?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not?
How do you feel about your next game?
Yeah, quite confident, you know. If you can beat Adrian Lewis, of course you can beat Stephen Bunting or Michael Smith, of course. They have to battle next match. But every one of us, they have to dig deep. Even Kim Harbers and Phil Taylor, Michael van Gerwen and Terry Jenkins, Vincent Fenevore, Dean Winstanley. We're all top class, and that's what the PDC is all about, you know. We have top class players. We've got top class matches. We've got Sky Sports. We've got everything we want.
It was top class tonight. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.